Hello, my name is Paula, and I'm going to talk about what I'm really thinking, the kindergarten teacher. Can you imagine being in the middle of 30 naughty monkeys? Sorry, I would like to say adorable kids. Perhaps my man wants to tell me something with this mistake. Well, doesn't matter. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have the better job in the world, although I think it's the hardest too. Every week, every day, every hour, every single minute is amazing when you are inside the class. The time flies, and at the same time, you can see the fast that they grow up, and of course, how quick they learn. At the beginning, they are afraid to me, but later, I'm afraid to them. It sounds weird, but there are many reasons. The first day, most of the students arrive with their parents. They don't really know when he or she needs to go to the toilet. It's amazing when they ask me to go there when the wee or the poo are in his or her underwear. So later I clean it, and I'm usually marvel at the hardest job that it is, because they make the same as an adult. Sorry, it's quite disgusting. Furthermore, they don't like fruit, but just this day they have an apple for the break, and he or she likes a sliced apple. So the teacher, in this case me, needs to cut it. But not only one, it will be 30. So please, parents, if you can hear that, prepare all the things that your daughter or your son likes, and your children's teacher will be grateful. In relation to the activities, I teach them our routines, days of the week, months, seasons, and so on. And the fabulous weeks is when one student is the driver. It means during 1 week, one girl or a boy control the line, and they can be the teacher. According to that, I would like to share with you an incredible story. It was fantastic. A 5 year boy who was the driver during this week came to me, and he started to explain his sweetie dreams. Until there, all was right. He said that the dream with me, I was thinking, oh my goodness, he's so cute. I was so interested to know what the dream was. So he said that we dined out in a romantic restaurant, and I asked him where we were. And surprisingly, the answer was Burger King. After that, I would like to laugh, but I couldn't. So I gave him a big hug, and I thanked him for being with me. So this kind of gestures make me happy, because they love me, and of course, I love them.